At the tone, the time will be exactly...
Time for the Mo Kelly Show.
Set it off, Mr. Mo Kelly.
KFI AM 640, we're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Mo Kelly Show, Lutheran Social Services of Southern California. A leading provider of social service programs in Southern California announced back in February the development of a comprehensive community wellness campus in the city of San Bernardino. The objective is to develop a campus model that adopts a holistic approach to provide housing and sustainability services. As we continue to discuss the issue of homelessness, its multifaceted nature, and solutions which offer pathways to permanent housing and more, I'm so pleased to be joined by Dr. LaSharnda Beckwith, CEO of Lutheran Social Services of Southern California. Dr. Beckwith, it is a pleasure to be able to see you and dialogue with you this evening. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much, Mo. I appreciate you inviting me to be on your show this evening. So thank you so much.
Pleased to have you. I know that there is this nexus that you and others have identified in relation to any real discussion of the unhoused, and that's generational poverty, behavioral, and mental health. We hear a lot about mental health, substance abuse, which would be behavioral in nature. Here's my question. We don't hear a lot about generational poverty. How are these things connected, and why don't we hear more about generational poverty?
We don't want to hear about poverty in general, I don't think. I think that we need to learn how to break this cycle. And until we address this issue of breaking the cycle, how people think, teaching people about their values towards money and savings and all these different things, owning homes or property, until those things are addressed and folks can understand how their values will either approach owning property or getting into a position of sustainability, it won't be broken. So we believe at Lutheran Social Services, one of the things that we can do in order to help facilitate that is to interrupt, for instance, our housing counseling programs to help identify some of these key issues that maybe folks haven't been addressed in their lives ever. So that's one way, I believe, of kind of addressing the generational type of homelessness, poverty types of issues.
For some, when they hear the phrase social services, sometimes there is an unflattering stigma or association where money is being used for people who either, quote unquote, not my words, but in general, quote unquote, don't want help or don't deserve help. Give me a big picture of what Lutheran Social Services does and has done for the past 75 years.
I'd be happy to. Thank you for that question, because I want to go back to the beginning. In 1944, there were some pastors and lay people in the San Diego area. They saw a need, addressing the need of soldiers returning home from war. So there were not enough homes to house them, not enough jobs to employ them, or food to feed them. So they created this Lutheran welfare type of service. And I know there's a negative connotation to the word welfare too, but they created this type of organization to address needs of people that were returning for people that had fought for us. So here we are, fast forward 75 plus years later, and we're doing the same, but more. We brought into Lutheran Social Services this holistic model of, okay, so it's more, don't just walk over a person on the street and think, okay, they're just, they're invisible. And I don't want to even try to go that way, because quite frankly, a lot of the folks that are find themselves in this situation, they are invisible to the general public. I want to point out something that in 2020, we're only talking about San Bernardino in particular, 3,125 homeless individuals, including 2,390 unsheltered folks, were identified in the city of in San Bernardino County. And so I'm not even talking about the six counties that we're in, which includes Los Angeles, Orange County, right, Riverside, and San Diego. So that's just in the San Bernardino area. So we currently provide services that will wrap around, provide holistic approaches to folks that are in these types of situations. We're in 6 counties now, but we're extending, we'll be extending into 10 over the next 2 years. And so we're very pleased with meeting the needs that so many folks tend to want to kind of ignore. I think that's why we see some of what we see on the streets throughout Southern California now.
I want you to talk to me specifically about San Bernardino and how that is either similar or dissimilar to other areas within Los Angeles County or San Bernardino County, and how you approach this, because I don't believe it's one size fits all and different communities may present different challenges. Am I warm?
You are, absolutely. Number one, the largest county with the most homeless is Los Angeles. But for the reason we're starting in the San Bernardino area, and we're so pleased we have a partnership, we have the support of the city political establishment there, the council people, the city manager, and they've just come alongside us and they provided all of the support that we need to be able to launch this. But we have land and we already have services that are being provided in that San Bernardino area. We have the largest and only men's shelter there. Right now, that men's shelter, it beds something like 70, 72 people. We had to reduce due to COVID, but we're building a 200-bed shelter out there. We already have services. So we have the emergency services there, and we have case management. We have workforce development programs. We also have a clinic out there to meet some of those physical needs of the community and folks that come through our shelter. So San Bernardino certainly isn't the largest, but it's substantial. And since we're already there and we have land that's there where we're able to develop and put that 8-prong wellness model in place, that's why we decided to launch the new community wellness campus in San Bernardino first. But we have plans to launch those same types of campuses. Services will be somewhat different, but the next place will be in San Diego and in Los Angeles and just throughout. We have a plan over the next 2 years to be able to go in and start to do those same types of community wellness campuses. Amazing.
Amazing grace. I think some people, be it politician or an actual person, seem to be rather insincere about wanting to help people. But I know there's a place for both the private sector and the public sector. How well, from where you sit, are these two aspects, the private sector and the public sector, working together in trying to, I don't know if they can solve this problem, but better address it?
Well, I really appreciate this question because San Bernardino is a prime example of where you have the community, you have politicians, the local government, you have churches, you just have a whole lot of different folks coming together and they're trying their best to address that homeless situation out in San Bernardino. So I know that there's this opinion perhaps that folks are not doing as much as they can. I believe that we can do more, but at Lutheran Social Services Southern California, it is our goal to go in and do as much as we can to address the homeless. And I want to move beyond just the homeless piece because there's also this mental health, this behavioral health, the medical piece, all of that. We're doing that out in that San Bernardino area. And we're just going to expand the services. We brought on Dr. Hamilton, who's an expert in the area of trauma and addiction, and she's leading up that process for us in Lutheran Social Services Southern California. So this is something that we are keenly looking at to make sure that we're not just giving someone a bag of food and say, oh, go on your way, but that we are walking alongside them and providing counseling services and all of the other services that they need in order to move out of where they are and have sustainable quality lives.
How does faith figure into this equation, either for you or in your work more generally, in the sense of, not that I expect you to possibly proselytize or evangelize, but I believe all of us have a ministry right where we are with what we have and so forth. How does that inform or influence what you do? And does that translate over to the people you help?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a woman of faith. And to your point, even though I'm of a certain background, I will say that we embrace people from all walks of life. I don't care, you know, where they come from. And they may be people of faith or maybe may not be people of faith. It is our responsibility, I believe, where we are called. That's what we do. We are the hands and feet of Jesus, as far as I'm concerned.
Come on now.
And so I believe that, you know, there's just so many areas where folks need help. And I believe that to those that are given much, much is required. And so Lutheran Social Services, remember, that's how they were built on this, this foundation of going out and helping folks. And so we continue to I believe, pursue that goal of being the hands and feet of Jesus, no matter where we are. We serve where we're placed, and that's it.
The prophet Isaiah says something to the effect of, "Here am I, send me." So I ask you, do you find yourself at any time wondering through the faith prism? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Are you seeing any evidence at this point that you are touching people, that you're changing lives, that you're making a dent, or does that not matter? If you save one, then that's enough.
I will say that my scripture period that leads and guides what we do at Lutheran Social Services is in Proverbs 31, I believe it's 8-9, and that's where we're supposed to speak up for those that are destitute. We're supposed to be taking care of folks that are less fortunate. I believe that's the core of what we're supposed to do as believers, period, no matter what. And so it does inform. It informs my faith informs how I lead in the organization. It informs how I put people in place so that they can go out and do the things that they need to do. It informs everything. I don't believe that you can separate my faith part from everything else I do. And I won't get into my educational background, but a lot of what I've done in the past, especially when I was in higher education, I was in higher education before coming over to Lutheran Social Services. And a lot of the research that I did was really about faith in business and how we are able to take wherever we are, we're supposed to serve. But our calling may not be behind a pulpit and you know, preaching from the pulpit, but it's where we are working. And it's, again, it's to your point, it's not where we're standing preaching to employees, but it's in the things that we do and how we take care of folks.
I know that we have inspired someone. I know we've encouraged someone through this conversation. And I know someone would want to reach out and learn more about Lutheran Social Services of Southern California. How and where can they go about doing that?
So they can certainly go to our website. We're at www.lssc.org. We'd love for them to go to our website, but we're all over the place too. And in fact, if you want to know more about our project in San Bernardino, we have an actual setup on that website that they can go and look at and see the drawings of the wellness campus that we're putting together out there and just our goals as we go into, as we're moving through 2022 and beyond. So we'd love for folks to be able to go to our website and kind of look at the things that we're doing there. Again, that's www.lssc.org.
She is Dr. LaShonda Beckwith, CEO of Lutheran Social Services of Southern California. Dr. Beckwith, it's been a pleasure being able to speak with you this evening. And homelessness is an issue which is very close to me. And I know that for the most part, most of us are maybe one or two paychecks away from being in the same position as someone else. And I wish we had more a collective spirit of humility, I would say, when we have these discussions and address these issues. Thank you for the work that you do, and know that it is noticed and it is valuable. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Well, Mo, thank you so much for having me on this evening. I appreciate the time. But before I leave your show, I'd really like to invite you to visit our site in San Bernardino. We've been having tours out there for the last 2 months. We'd be honored to have you visit San Bernardino and see the things that we're doing out there. But we'd also love for you to be able to see some of our campuses there in Long Beach. We have programs in Long Beach, Ventura, Riverside, San Diego, and also in the Big Bear area. So we'd love to invite you to come alongside us and see what we're doing in these areas.
Dr. Beckwith, I would be honored to do so. So let's continue the conversation and make sure that that happens. This is the Mo Kelly Show, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Talk without the tilt.
KFI.
And KOST HD2.
Los Angeles.
Orange County.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio.